Taking a look at health headlines in the United States, the American Health Institute redoubling its efforts to work with family physicians because it's come to the conclusion that a lot of what is, you know, the progress is being made in hospital care for cardiac patients is not necessarily being made at the family physician level. What's your comment?
Well, they're trying to increase the compliance of patients to take their medications if they've suffered heart attack or have heart disease or congestive heart failure, if they have diabetes, high blood pressure. And so they're trying to create a registry to audit and look and see if the medications are being prescribed at the right dosages in order to try to maximize the potential for treating the particular diseases. So that's good as far as it goes. But the problem is that it's making the assumption that treating the diseases with medications is what we need to do, whereas they admit that, you know, 50% of Americans get about 30 minutes of exercise a day, 5 days a week. Many still smoke even after their heart attacks, and diabetes and obesity continue to increase. And so one of the big factors that really isn't mentioned in this, and it was interesting because I spent quite a bit of time with my patients yesterday, two of them that came in for physical exams. We didn't even get to the physical exam because we spent time talking about the food that they're eating. Because, and this goes back, and I know I harp on this, but it's extremely important. The interview I had with Dr. Richard Beliveau was very telling in that many of the diseases, the heart disease that we are treating, the diabetes, the obesity, lays its foundation down on the foods that we consume on a daily basis and over the course of our lives. And that when you look at the studies that really show what happens to people in terms of the five golden rules to reduce disease risk, that is, you don't smoke, you keep your weight down, you eat lots of fruits and vegetables, you exercise 30 minutes a day, 3 to 5 days a week, and you avoid junk food and processed foods, you see, and I'm not kidding about this, you will reduce your risk of heart disease by about 80 to 90%, your risk of diabetes by 80%, risk of certain cancers by 70%, and Alzheimer's by 70%. So when you look at that as a means of treating someone, if you look at it as a treatment, that far and above exceeds anything that we can do with regards to medications and reducing disease risk. Now, granted, people who have the diseases already have to be treated, and that's where this goes to, is that you do have to try and have some measure of control over the treatments to be able to ensure that these people reduce their risk of heart disease, but it also takes the cooperation of patients to look at what they're doing in their lives and make the necessary changes. And so I recommend people read the book for Dr. Beliveau, Eating Well, Living Well, because this goes along with what the Heart Association in the U.S. is trying to do, but they're not talking about that, and that's what I find a bit disappointing.
Dr. Dworkin, thank you as always.
You're very welcome, Steve.